This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
What's up, everyone? My name is Russell, and what time is it? It is Hero Time, in which I'll be bringing you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your hearing pleasure. Coming up this week, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 could be Drax's final appearance. The new Stranger Things Season 4 teaser tells more of one of the characters' backstory. The new trailer for Venom 2 is finally here, and Andrew Garfield has things to say about the new Spider-Man sequel that might include him. But first up in our top story, coming from the folks of IGN, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 might be the last time we see Dave Bautista's Drax the Destroyer, the actor told Digital Spy. Bautista has remained relatively quiet on plot details, but only because he has yet to see what the latest script contains, the actor said. I don't know what the script of the third film is, to be honest with you. There was a script years ago that obviously is going to have change because the whole direction of the Marvel Universe has changed, Bautista said. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is due out on May 5th, 2023, but Bautista says he's unlikely to appear as Drax in any other form beyond that, including a spin-off movie. There were talks for a while about a Drax and Mantis film, Bautista said, referencing the comedic relationship between the overly blunt Drax and the naive Mantis played by Pom Klementiff. It was really because it was James Gunn's idea. He really wanted to do a Drax and Mantis film. He laid it out to me. I thought it was such a brilliant idea, but I haven't heard any follow-up from the studio. I don't think they're very interested, or it doesn't fit into the way they have things mapped out. But other than that, no. I mean, as far as my obligations, I've got Guardians 3, and that's probably going to be the end of Drax. So maybe there's a room for a TV series instead? Unfortunately, Bautista has told Joe Blow there's not a chance in heck he reprised the role in that format. Obviously, nothing is ever too permanent in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but Bautista's exit might be one of those things you can't walk back from. The actor has previously has been very critical of Disney after it fired James Gunn for making inappropriate jokes on Twitter years ago before working on Guardians Volume 3. Bautista went as far as to say he was considering not working on Guardians Volume 3 after Disney's decision, which the company eventually resigned it. Knowing all that, it's pretty clear that Bautista has no love lost for Disney as a corporation. Whether Drax simply walks into the sunset or goes out in a more violent manner in Guardians Volume 3 remains to be seen. In the meantime, we've at least got the Guardians holiday special to look forward to, and Bautista is starring in Zack Snyder's zombie heist movie The Army of the Dead on Netflix. Up next, reports from IGN confirmed that Netflix has released a teaser trailer for Stranger Things Season 4, which seems to suggest that the upcoming episodes will reveal more about Eleven's backstory. The minute-long teaser appears to be set in a laboratory in which Eleven was experimented on. Numerous children can be seen playing with toys as they are observed by a scientist through a camera. All are dressed in gowns similar to the one worn by Eleven back in Season 1. Not among the children is Millie Bobby Brown's Eleven, but panicked breathing from behind a door marked Eleven suggests we'd be taking a closer look at the horrors she went through. Eleven, are you listening? Asks an unseen voice. The story of Eleven's supernatural origin has been an ongoing one across the whole of Stranger Things, but clearly there are still more stories to tell. The name Eleven always suggested that there were more children experimented on than just her, and it seems like season 4 will be, at the very least, show us some of the other subjects. Netflix left Stranger Things on a high point with fantastic third season back in 2019. With a huge cliffhanger at the end of that season, fans have been eagerly waiting for the fourth season. No release date has been announced for season 4, but the creators, the Duffer Brothers, have said that this will not be the final season for the show. Up next, GamesRadar reports that the first Venom Let There Be Carnage trailer has arrived, featuring Tom Hardy's anti-hero going against Woody Harrelson's Cletus Kasady, who later becomes the symbiote villain known as Carnage. The Venom 2 trailer strikes a fun tone at Eddie Brock, learns to live with Venom, the alien parasite making him breakfast and helping protect a local shop owner. However, things get dark when Cletus enters the scene. Directed by Andy Serkis, Venom Let There Be Carnage sees Hardy joined by the Irishman star Stephen Graham, seen in a trailer as the police officer, and Michelle Williams as Anne Weying. At the time of Graham's casting, producer Matt Tomac suggested that it was possible Venom 2 could target an R rating following the success of Joker, but went on to cite the PG-13 rated first Venom's financial success as proof of a winning formula. The new trailer certainly seems family-friendly. Tomac went on to say that Venom 2 would focus more on the relationship between Eddie and Venom. Fans love that relationship, Tomac said. What people say all the time is the relationship between Eddie and Venom is, I just want to spend more time with those guys. And that's such a testament to Tom Hardy, who obviously played both parts. And the heart of Venom was always the relationship between Eddie and him. These two characters, these two sides, had to figure out how to live together, and that were somehow better together than they were separately or more successful, and what that mean. Venom Let There Be Carnage reaches September 17th release date in theaters and will be the second installment in Sony's Marvel Universe. The final report of the day, reports coming from, you guessed it, IGN, states that since outlets reported that Alfred Molina's Doc Ock and Jamie Foxx's Electro would be appearing in Spider-Man No Way Home, rumors have swirled about the potential return of Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield's incarnations of Peter Parker. After offering a somewhat tentative response to the rumors earlier this week, Garfield has now voiced his excitement for the idea of reprising his role as the web-slinger in a discussion with Access Hollywood. I've heard all the rumors of everything, and to be frank, I think it's a really cool idea, Garfield said. As a fan, just as a pure fan, it's a really cool idea, but as I've said previously, I hate being given the responsibility of disappointing people. But yeah, no, it's not something that I've been asked about or anything like that. But, you know, never say never. Garfield's last comments on the casting rumors were a bit more concrete. In a discussion with the Happy Sad Confused podcast, Garfield said that Marvel Studios did not reach out to him, telling fans, I recommend that you chill. I did not get a call. Listen, I wouldn't have gotten a call by now, Garfield said. I don't want to rule anything out. Maybe they want to call me. Maybe they were going to call me and say, hey, people want this. While Tom Holland has outright denied that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield will be appearing in the film, the MCU's Peter Parker has said his third standalone Spider-Man film will be the most ambitious standalone superhero movie ever made. And that's all the time for Hero Time this week. Thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of Hero Time. Join me again next week where I keep you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your absolute hearing pleasure. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Phoenix Hero Time for all the pop culture news I post every day of the week. And if you want to catch up on today's episode of Hero Time, listen to it again on Phoenix Radio Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Wooshka. Thanks again for listening. My name is Russell, and for all the programs you love, keep it right to phoenixradio.com.au. Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye.